Bishop Home Loans Mortgage Lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 819382.
Good morning, it's 1103. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. A Baltimore jury has convicted the suspect charged in a deadly double shooting in the 200 block of East Street. Deontay Price was found guilty of first-degree murder, attempted second-degree murder, and other charges in the ghost gun shooting death of 19-year-old DeBray Edwards and the non-fatal shooting of another man in 2023. Price faces a maximum penalty of life plus 80 years when he's sentenced in July. Baltimore City State's Attorney Ivan Bates says the case illustrates the destructive impact of ghost guns equipped with extended magazines in the community. A second suspect who has not been identified remains at large. The 16-year-old boy who was pulled from Stony Creek on Saturday has died. A dive team from the Anne Arundel County Fire Department rescued the teen from the water near the 8400 block of Bay Drive in Pasadena. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch, ipsvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Rapid Radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. Business owners can keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Ravens head coach John Harbaugh provided us a precursor for the decision to come, which was announced yesterday, the release of Justin Tucker after 13 years in a Ravens uniform. Here's Harbaugh at the mic in Owings Mills on Sunday.
From a standpoint of the investigation and all that, I mean, we don't know anything. I mean, we haven't been given any information as it should be. You know, it's all done the way it's done. So we don't know anything along those lines, so we can't make any decisions based on that.
The football decision allows the Ravens to skirt any issue with the league's collective bargaining agreement, and their post-June 1 designation of Tucker's release allows them to save a reported $4 million against the cap this year. Birds begin a three-game set in Minnesota tonight. Situational hitting a concern for the Orioles, specifically hitting with runners in scoring position. Here's GM Mike Elias.
That's been a source of frustration. We talk about it, and there's things that we're doing in the organization and up here to see if that's something that we can control better and get some better results.
Birds are last in the league in that category, batting 192. Caps open their Eastern Conference semifinal series tonight in D.C. against Carolina. Head coach Spencer Carberry on the reality of what the playoffs are.
This time of year, your whole seasons and everything that you work for is on the line, and one penalty call, one missed assignment, one shot at the net can decide 8 months of hard work, and that's what we signed up for.
Puck drops at 7 tonight at Capital One Arena. Coming up in 30 minutes, an old friend helps out the Orioles. And that is Stein on Sports.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Be ready for some rain the next couple of days. Today, a few showers, a rumble of thunder possible, 78. Slight chance of a shower tomorrow, 78. And scattered thunder showers Thursday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasic Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Gosh, we've had a good show, though, so far. We were talking about Justin Tucker in the first hour. We're talking about self-deportations, talking about a few things. And right now we have a guest that is joining us. Before I get to that, I got to ask, if you're just joining us, where the heck have you been? We were talking about the self-deportations and the fact that I kind of disagree with the Trump administration. I don't think we should pay to have people self-deport. I do have a text here from Terry. Terry says, if we pay them to self-deport, it at least keeps the judges out of it. Every time we try to deport these illegals, some judge somewhere intervenes and says that we have to give them yet another hearing. Yeah, but I also wonder, you know, now that you have some individuals, some illegals that have already decided to self-deport or have self-deported, they're going to then have their hand out because you are offering this money to those that are still here. I don't know. That might not even be a thing. I just wish that we wouldn't have to pay for any of it. And I guess I'm one of those people where I'm like, you know what? We voted for this. We put our foot down. We said that those that are here illegally have got to go. And I understand it costs us a heck of a lot more money to have them sitting here while we're trying to find them, you know, hiding out. I get that. But at the same time, I don't want to have to pay at all. And I still don't see where there are any safeguards in place to make sure that these people don't come back after they self-deport on work visas or just coming into the country illegally. Now, I did see, Marty, where you said, you know, we got to crack down on these employers. I agree with you 100%. To those employers that are still hiring these illegals, I mean, what are we doing? What are we doing? There's enough people here in this country that you can train to have any of these skills. There are enough people looking for a job. I understand that, you know, some areas it might be different than others. But, you know, hiring these illegal immigrants and paying them these not so fair wages goes against everything that we're trying to accomplish here in America, especially under Trump's administration. Right. I mean, people working under the table, do you think their numbers part of the jobs number? Of course not. Of course not. All right. Getting back to Maryland here, because we've got a lot of problems here in Maryland, and that is thanks to Governor Westmore and all of the Democrats in Annapolis that believe that taxing tech companies is going to somehow balance our budget after they spent us down into the hole. But we have on the line right now John Myrick. John Myrick has been on the show previously, but as of last week, John announced his running mate. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Kim. Glad to be here and doing well, thanks.
Great, great. Now, I know last week you were at the White House. Can you share with us why you were down there?
My wife had never been there before, so we took a tour of the East Wing while we were down there, and I had a conversation with a few people there that had requested to talk with me, so it was a productive day.
Oh, nice. Well, that's good to hear. John, right before we get into your pick here for your running mate, I was going to ask you, because I wasn't quite sure, are you interested in receiving Trump's endorsement? Is that something that you've been considering?
Quite frankly, no. At this point, here in Maryland, obviously, an endorsement from the president does not carry a whole lot of favor with the majority of the electorate here. Quite frankly, right now, I'm not very interested in obtaining an endorsement from the president. I don't think it's necessary here in Maryland, and I think my positions are broad-based, and they reach across party lines, and I think they appeal to Democrat and independent voters as well, and I don't think the endorsement would be helpful.
Gotcha. You know, John, a lot of people feel the same way. So I'm sure there's many people listening that understand where you're coming from. Just for those that might be tuning in for the first time here, John, if you could give them a bit about your background.
Sure. I'd love to. I grew up here in Maryland. I grew up in Harford County, raised by a working class family up there. My father was a state trooper. I went to Harford County Public Schools. Raised my family in Harford County, served an early part of my career as a deputy sheriff in Harford County, then switched over to the federal side. I worked in the federal government as a counterintelligence officer and intelligence officer for about 30 years. While I was doing that, I spent 23 years in the U.S. Air Force Reserve. I flew for 10 of that. I'm a combat decorated veteran. I've served in conflicts on 5 different continents. And since 2013, when I retired from the federal government as a senior civilian intelligence officer, I've been consulting for the Departments of Homeland Security, Department of Defense, and Departments of Justice. So I've spent a lot of time working with the federal government and working with state and local governments as well.
Nice. Well, first and foremost, thank you so much for your service, John. You know what? Before we get into this, I'm sure you most likely heard Pete Hegseth at DOD. He said that he is going to be cutting, I think he said about 20% of the generals that we currently have, basically saying we have too many chiefs and not enough Indians. I want to get your thoughts on that.
No, I think Secretary Hegseth is absolutely correct in that. I think the top-end structure of the Department of Defense has become way too bloated. And I completely agree that the Secretary and his staff are more than qualified to make those assessments. And I think it's the right move.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I do love the fact that they are cutting a lot, especially when it comes to spending. Now, John Myrick, you are running here for the governorship, and God bless you, because I look at the position, John, I got to tell you, being the executive here in Maryland is a tough job, especially for a Republican, knowing that you most likely will still have the Democrat majority in both the House and the Senate. But that doesn't mean that you don't stand up there and do your job, because there were times where Larry Hogan saved us plenty in the state. First and foremost, I wanted to get to your running mate pick, which you announced just last week. If you could tell us about this pick and why you made the decision.
Yes, of course. We were very excited to select our Lieutenant Governor running mate. That's Dr. Brenda J. Cham out of Washington County. Brenda is an outstanding individual. We had considered close to 20 different individuals throughout the state. But one name was at the top of the list from the very beginning, and that was Brenda's. Brenda is a former Maryland State delegate. She was the first African-American woman to serve in the Maryland General Assembly as a Republican in history. She did an outstanding job down there while she was a delegate. She has been a special education teacher in the Washington County school system for years, so she is a professional educator, well-educated, Ph.D., in special education leadership. Again, very articulate, very well-spoken, very strong strong values and strong opinions that align very well with our positions. And Brenda will be an outstanding partner to help me govern the state of Maryland and bring this state back to a state of prosperity.
Okay. You said Brenda was from which area of Maryland is it?
Brenda lives out in Hagerstown. She's from Washington County.
Okay.
She's originally from North Carolina, born and raised in North Carolina, moved to Maryland in 1995. So she's been here for decades. And she's been an educator that entire time while she's been here in Maryland.
Okay. Now, is that a tough area to pull for a Republican? Or is that an area where you believe that you would already be able to secure those votes there in Washington County?
Now, Washington County traditionally has been a fairly Republican-centric centric county, so it wasn't a matter of picking a running mate from an area that would help us. It was picking the right person. Far too often, executives seem to pick a second in command from where they think it will help them the most from a voter standpoint. And that's not what we were looking for. We wanted to pick the most qualified, most deserving candidate to run as lieutenant governor to help us right this ship that is sinking here in Maryland. And Brenda is the absolutely best qualified individual, I feel, in the entire state.
Nice. Nice. Now, as you're picking up steam here, obviously, we're not too close to the primaries just as of yet. Right now, you are the only Republican that has filed to run.
Right now, I'm the only person who has filed to run, okay. Republican or Democrat, actually, according to the Board of Elections.
Oh, okay. So Wes Moore has not filed to run for re-election.
Apparently not, but we know he will, but he has not filed yet, and I understand he will be facing a very strong primary challenger in Mr. Ed Hale Sr., who will be running as a Democrat against Wes Moore in the primary.
Yeah. You know what I was thinking, John? I was thinking that Wes Moore is going to have a complicated primary. I think even
Absolutely.
Beyond, yeah, Mr. Hale, I think you're going to see possibly Peter Franchot or some other people that have been fiscally conservative I think this is their chance to step up. I think that primary is going to be pretty crowded, which is great for you, right? Because think about all the money they're going to spend over there. My question for you, because, you know, I personally, like, of course, you've been on the scene. You are a veteran, and we know that much about you. When you're looking at those on the national scene, right, like a Marco Rubio or a Ted Cruz or Donald Trump, you know, who do you think that you agree with most? Who could you say that you are very similar to, so we can kind of get an idea? Because, like, with Marco Rubio, I think he's very strong on foreign policy. You know, there's everybody has their own strengths. Like, President Trump, obviously a strong businessman. What do you think, or where do you think that you sit with, you know, if you were on the national scene today?
Yeah, from a national perspective, that's a great question. You know, I don't, you're right. The comments you made regarding everybody having different strengths is absolutely accurate. And I think I embody aspects of each of those three gentlemen who are very, very strong in their specific areas. You know, I've got national security experience, clearly. I spent most of my career in the national security structure here in the United States. I'm a recognized expert by the federal government in national security issues. So, you know, I have very strong bona fides there. I'm also I also run a small business here in Maryland as a consultant, so I understand the requirements and the challenges of small businesses and large businesses here in Maryland when it comes to Maryland's tax structure. So where President Trump is very strong in business, clearly, I obviously do not have the success level in business that President Trump has. However, I understand those concepts. I'm also I'm a trained negotiator. I've negotiated federal treaty or international treaties for the federal government in the past. So I'm able to bring people together to a table who have disparaging views and be able to come to a consensus that will benefit all parties. So I understand how to do that as well. So I bring those kind of attributes to the table.
Nice. If you're just joining us, we're speaking to John Myrick, and he's running for the governor's spot. And look, I tell you what, Westmore is in a lot of hot water. If there was ever a time, John, to take on a Democrat running for re-election in the state of Maryland, it is now for sure. So I think it looks great for you. John, before you go, I do have a question here on the text line. Marty wants to know, do you plan on asking for Governor Larry Hogan's endorsement?
You know, quite frankly, I haven't really considered that either at this point. I mean, I'm not big on endorsements per se. I think the endorsements, actually the only endorsement I'm really seeking is that from the average Maryland voter.
Yeah.
Average Maryland voter, every voter in the state, Democrat, Republican, or unaffiliated, they're all feeling the pain of the two-year nightmare so far of Wes Moore's administration. And come July, when these new tax increases take effect with the largest tax increase in Maryland's history, every Marylander is going to feel more pain. And I am expecting that will translate into Marylanders who are looking for a change and looking to restore some common sense, some good judgment, and some fiscal responsibility back to Annapolis, as well as accountability. You know, people need to hold their elected officials accountable, and those elected officials need to remember that they work for the citizens of Maryland.
I agree with you 100%. That was a great way to respond to that, by the way. John, do you have any events coming up? What are you doing coming up here soon?
Actually, yeah, tonight I'm actually speaking at Towson University at 7 p.m. in the lecture hall there. I'll be speaking there at the invitation of their chapter, Towson University's chapter of Turning Point USA. We will also be in Bel Air in Harford County tomorrow evening at Naughty Dogs up in Churchville, up there with the Patriots of Harford County. This weekend, our lieutenant governor selectee will be at the Harford County Republican Women's Club in Bel Air at 11:30 a.m. Brenda will be speaking there as their featured speaker, and we'll be across the state, you know, for the next 18 months and beyond. Obviously, once we're elected, we will not stop this. We will continue to come out and speak with voters and concerned Marylanders across the state. And my calendar is available on our website, which is John Myrick for mdgovernor.org. And it's also I also post it on Facebook as well, so that people can keep up with where we're going to be.
Nice, nice. And if anybody wants to donate to you, where can they do that?
They can, again, do that at our website, John Myrick for mdgovernor.org. There's a donate tab on there, and you know, obviously these races are not cheap. You know, running for governor is going to cost a great deal of money. So if people read my positions on the webpage and they agree with our position and they'd like to financially contribute, we obviously would be more than happy to have Marylanders donate to our campaign as well.
Sounds good. John Myrick, thank you so much for joining us today, and I'm sure we'll talk to you again soon.
Absolutely, Kim. I appreciate you having me on, and it was wonderful speaking with you again.
As always, thank you. Again, this John Myrick running for governor here. And he is, as he has said just a minute ago, he is the only person that has filed to run for governor in the state of Maryland. Governor Westmore apparently has not filed as of yet for re-election. We'll continue to discuss this on our way back. Right now, I wanted to tell you about Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Janney's Transmissions. They have joined together to make sure that no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the best when it comes to your transmission. Both companies have been in business for over half a century, and it's about time that the two premier transmission service companies have teamed up. Now, whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission for hundreds less than the dealers, you look no further than either Glen Burnie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You're going to get the same courteous, professional, and expert service from both companies. They have free area towing and financing available, so please call Glen Burnie Transmissions at 410-766-8500 or go to gbt-online.com. You can also call Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700 or you can go to jjt-online.com. Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions is the best team in Baltimore.
Comcast Business is celebrating Small Business Month by giving you a $1,000 small business bonus when you switch to a qualifying gig speed package from the company with over 99.99% network reliability. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number one, company merch for staff. Styling. Or possibility number 24, the latest software. Upgrade. Or possibility number 192, new equipment powered by gig speeds. Or possibility number 555, a 3D printer. Rapid prototyping, anyone? Switch to Comcast Business for over 99.99% network reliability, advanced cybersecurity, and now get started with a $1,000 small business bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
And 62225, new customers only with two-year agreement. Other restrictions apply.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Red Eye Radio is live.
Gary and Eric, the way you so beautifully express your anger and frustration, you serve like a substitute relief valve for my own anger and frustration and outrage.
Gary McNamara and Eric Harley take your calls all night. Politics, breaking news, and more on Red Eye Radio.
Red Eye Radio is on every morning from 1 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Again, that was John Myrick, and he's running for governor in the state of Maryland. And I don't know. I say this all the time because I look at it, and I'm like, you know, you couldn't pay me to crisscross the state of Maryland. You know how hard it is just to crisscross a congressional district? It really feels as though that you're making an impact, like you're reaching absolutely everyone you possibly can. It is so difficult to do. It is a tough job. So if you heard John Myrick and you like what you heard, please go to his website, sign up to volunteer. If you can donate, donate. If you can do some phone banking for him, do phone banking, because it's a lot. It's a lot of land to cover. It truly is. Also, like I mentioned to John, the Democrats, they're not sitting pretty right now. It's looking good for the GOP. And I would say even here in the state of Maryland, which usually there's that Democrat stronghold. But when I look at some of the House of Delegates seats, when I look at some of the state Senate seats, I do see seats that can be flipped. I also look at, you know, Governor Wes Moore and seeing how he's so focused on the national scene. And yes, for Ed Hale to basically jump in and say, yeah, I don't think Governor Moore is really focused here in Maryland and I want to do something. For him to say that, and I guess that was, was that April or just the beginning of May there? Here in 2025, think about how early that is. It's pretty early. The Democrats are looking at a crowded primary, for sure. For sure. And I don't know if Governor Wes Moore is fearful of it. I don't know if he's thinking about it. I know, again, it's only May 2025, but it looks like there are people that definitely have their eyes on his seat within his own party. I will also say David Hogg, he's actually warning the Democrat Party on the national level. He's the new vice chair, by the way. He's one of those kids that came to fame after the Parkland, Florida Parkland High School shooting. Yeah, so David Hogg, you know, he was against, obviously, he was with gun control advocacy groups and things like that. But now he is the new vice chair, very young. But he actually had a message, a warning for people like Congressman Kwesi Fume, our Senator Chuck Schumer, and even Congressman Steny Hoyer in the 5th District here in Maryland. And he's saying that the Democrat Party has an issue with age. And he believes that some of these elected officials are too old. And he doesn't believe that they're attracting new and younger voters. And I would say he's correct. The only thing in Maryland that I see is, you know, here they get behind the same person over and over again. But on a national scene, I can see how he's worried about that. So, look, if there was ever a time for a Republican to take on a Democrat, it'd be now. Truly. Truly. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about New York City. Apparently, they're purchasing panic buttons for their bodegas. I don't know why, but we'll discuss that. Also, Eastern Shore Community College with a big announcement, and it's a positive one. We'll discuss that coming up next as well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Friedrich Merz has succeeded in his bid to become the next German chancellor, a conservative leader elected during a second vote in parliament, hours after suffering an historic defeat in the first round of parliamentary voting. Trade expected to be a high on the agenda today as President Trump is meeting with newly minted Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney at the White House. Also, Mr. Trump still not giving up on the idea of Canada as America's 51st state. Saying that the military could use less generals and more GIs, Defense Secretary Hegseth ordering the active duty military to cut 20% of its four-star generals. And rescue crews in Brenham, Texas have been searching for a 10-year-old girl. She was swept away in surging floodwaters that have engulfed the region. On Wall Street this morning, stocks are lower. And more details, srnnews.com.
Don't miss out on the Memorial Day sale at Rescue Natural Supplements. It's going on right now. With prices rising across the country, Rescue is rolling back pricing to the year 2010. Plus, enjoy their fantastic buy two bottles, get one free, buy three bottles, get two free Memorial deals. Stock up on your favorites. Save big with Rescue rollback pricing and generous free bottle offers. Whether you're in need of 1250 omega-3s, cholesterol supporters, probiotics, or natural pain relief, everything is on sale. To order, call 800-26-ALIVE, that is 800-262-5483, and speak with a Rescue product consultant. Or shop online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Don't miss this opportunity for huge savings on over 50 Rescue products to tackle your health goals. Remember, 2010 rollback prices and the Memorial deals are going on right now through May 29th. So go shop res-q.com. That's res-q.com today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The Ravens' decision to release Justin Tucker yesterday comes before any determination by the NFL as to whether or not these allegations against the former Ravens kicker are true. Hence, Baltimore terming Tucker's dismissal as a football decision. Six-round draftee Tyler Loop now in line to inherit the Ravens' kicking job. But Jeff Zreback of The Athletic reporting that the Ravens will sign Wyoming kicker John Hoyland to compete. Hoyland kicked at the Ravens' rookie minicamp over the weekend. Good news for the Orioles in that it appears no one in the American League East is very good. Yankees lead the division at 19-16. It's the worst record among any division leader. Last night, the Yanks took a 3-0 lead into the eighth against the Padres. And then an old friend helped out the Birds.
Batting with the bases loaded here. Two down in the eighth. Machado lines it into left field. That's a base hit. Back to the track of the wall. One run is in. Here comes a second. They will stop. Arrives at third base. Two runs in on the double by Manny Machado.
Call courtesy of Major League Baseball. Manny Machado's two-run double put the Padres on the board and sparked a four-run rally. Padres 4, Yankees 3, the final. A sidebar, Zach Eflin's rehab start went well in Aberdeen on Sunday. He could be back in the rotation on this road trip, which begins tonight in Minnesota. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Caps take the next step towards the Cup tonight. And that is Stein on Sports.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Our weather pattern is stuck. That area of low pressure over the Great Lakes hanging around, keeping us with some clouds and some rain the next couple of days. Not a washout of a day though today. A few showers, maybe a rumble of thunder. 78 the high. Tomorrow, only a slight chance of a shower. 78, but scattered showers, some thunder in the afternoon Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
What will you find at Macy's Backstage? How about fun Mother's Day gifts, all for under $15? Get low prices every day on unique finds before they're gone. In-store only at Macy's Backstage today. Find a location near you at macysbackstage.com. Off-price, on-trend, arriving daily.
Hi, I'm Chris Serbeck, president of Crestlock.com. I hear a lot of ads from my competition claiming they're the best. Crestlock.com has been in business since 1969. With our years of experience, we have built a state-of-the-art showroom and mobile showroom so you can see for yourself working systems. Visit Crestlock.com at 10015 Pulaski Highway, Middle River, so you can decide if Crestlock.com is the best company to handle all your locksmith and security needs. Give us a call at 410-256-7800 for Crestlock.com.
Hi, I'm Nick Serbeck, owner of BirdDogDesignsCO.com. We know that remodeling your home is a big decision, and who you trust to do it matters. That's why we treat every project like it's our own, combining thoughtful design, skilled craftsmanship, and clear communication every step of the way. Our clients don't just hire us. They get to know us, love our process, and trust that we'll deliver. Let's build something incredible together. Call or text 410-881-9010. Or visit birddogdesignsco.com.
Get to dash in and treat your taste buds to their brand new mouth-watering parfait. They're talking creamy low-fat, Yoplait yogurt, mixed berries, and crunchy granola. It's healthy, wholesome, and made fresh every day at Dash In.
Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow by New Nordic. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com, or at your local CVS.
The news and sports you want, timely and accurate traffic and weather, and the informed opinions you trust. Only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Yes, we were just talking to John Myrick, and he did choose his lieutenant governor. A great pick, as he mentioned, Brenda, and I guess I'm saying her last name all wrong. That's not, you know, it's not strange for me because I'm the worst at it. But Brenda Chaim, am I saying it correctly? Well, she is the lieutenant governor pick, and, you know, she has a background in education, which is key, especially as we're fighting this blueprint slash Kerwin commission. I do have a text from Carol. Carol says, Cam, I certainly didn't like the way he gracefully denied President Trump's endorsement twice. I did like everything else about John Myrick. Carol, I understand what you're saying, but, you know, in the state of Maryland, unfortunately, you got to take that position. So I don't blame John at all for taking that position. It is tough. Now, as you heard in the beginning of the interview, he went down to the White House. He did talk to a few people down there last week. Which is important, right? It's not that he's denying President Trump. He's not saying that he doesn't love Trump's policies and everything that he's doing. But here in the state of Maryland, it's like you gotta walk that fine line, right? And it's sometimes, you know, as Republicans in the, you know, in the state, I think some people want to go all in and they're like, well, we're conservatives and we got to conserve this, we got to conserve that. Well, if you don't have a party and you guys aren't winning any elections, what are you conserving exactly? Nothing, right? And that's the position that we're in now. So there are certain things as you run for office in this state that you're not going to harp on, like, you know, being pro-choice or pro, you know, whatever they, what are they? They don't say pro-abortion, they say pro-choice, right? Which is what they're basically saying is pro-abortion. But, you know, on the right side of things, you're not really going to harp on being pro-life because you know that that's what they're going to fight you on, right? And here in the state of Maryland, the majority of voters, they want to be pro-choice. And they want you to be pro-choice, even though you're not. So again, it's very tough. Real quick, though, I have a friend on the line, Rich Collins. You might recognize the name because he is the MDGOP third vice chair. Good morning, Rich. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, Kim. I needed to say that I absolutely enjoy listening to wisdom. And as many of your listeners know, when you read the book of Proverbs, wisdom is portrayed as a woman.
Oh, yes, I knew that.
And keeping along those lines, you know, as a member of the MDGOP, we cannot endorse any candidate before a primary. However, I will tell you that this past Saturday, when I saw Nancy Myrick walking in, I made sure to greet her and with a nice hug. She is wonderful. And so that's what I wanted to call in and share about, that what a wonderful person Nancy Myrick is. I don't know if she got that much airtime when John was calling in, but I thought your listeners should know that.
Yeah, yeah, and a lot of people say the same thing, Rich, and that's important. And there's a lot happening in Carroll County, yes?
There is. In fact, in the next few minutes, I'm going to be going over to Sykesville, the municipal election, where I'm supporting Rob Whitaker for mayor, and then there's Greg Hilliard for town council and Mark Carbone. And so there are some issues that are going in. It's not a good idea to get onto it on the air right now, but there are some issues. And my friend, former delegate Susan Krebs, is backing those candidates that I just mentioned. And so if our listeners who reside in and are registered voters in Sykesville can get out and vote, I encourage them to do so.
No, Rich, I appreciate you calling in with that information because a lot of people are staying up to the day-to-day, and I appreciate you also working so hard and diligently and making sure that we get, you know, some of these great candidates in office. So thank you for what you're doing. I guess if people want to help out last minute, are they able to do that?
Oh, yeah, we've got plenty of signs and literature to show their support for these fine gentlemen that are running.
Okay. All right. Great. Great. Well,
Kim, thank you so much for inviting me on, and I look forward to seeing you soon.
Of course. Of course. Thank you so much, Rich. We appreciate you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. And again, that's Rich Collins, the MDGOP vice chair, and they are constantly working. This is what I said before about Carroll County, constantly working to make sure we have real representation in office. And if you're ever looking at what's going on in Annapolis, we've got so many of those from Carroll County that are fighting every single day to make sure that we have some rights here in the state. It's crazy some of the fights that they have to take on, but we appreciate that. Speaking of Carroll County, did you hear about the copper wire in Carroll County? Did you hear about this? Look, here's the thing. When I think of Carroll County, there's certain counties that I think about, and in my mind, they're just always safe and peaceful and nothing bad happens. And Carroll County is how I used to think of Carroll County. But unfortunately, like Harford County and other counties that are feeling the county's changed just a bit, you know, it's changing a little bit here. And now they're experiencing some more events that are somewhat negative in the county. And I just wanted to bring this forth to you because this is what they're dealing with. And when you're thinking about the kids and you're thinking about making sure that we have great, I guess you could say resources for kids, you know, whether it's, you know, now or for the future. But when you think about these things, you would think that we would all have this general consensus of, like, let's just do the right thing, at least by our little ones. But it's just, you know, we can't even get that across. Take a listen.
They're looking for easy access, right? Because this is pretty easy. You know, you take this cover off or bust the cover off. You cut the wire here. You go to a pole. You cut the wire. You pull it out.
This is what the copper wiring crooks left behind in Carroll County recently when they targeted the field light structures at two fields in the back of Deer Park in Westminster. Frank Rolke, president of Finksburg Baseball, showed us the damage and discussed the wide-ranging community impact.
We're running at capacity all the time, so there's no vacant time, there's no vacant fields, there's no vacant space. So that means that some kids aren't playing. Stuff has to be delayed.
With no lights, the fields are off limits after dark. And Rolke says Deer Park is one of at least six known locations copper wire thieves hit in Carroll County recently. It's dangerous. There's electricity involved. It's costly. Memorial Field's repair bill alone added up to about $18,000. And it's left thousands of kids who play and practice sports on these fields, along with their families and coaches, scrambling.
We also had a copper wire theft at our sports complex as well.
Officials say they are looking into ways to fight back and prevent further thefts, possibly by installing cameras and burying hand-pull ground boxes.
According to the Carroll County Sheriff's Office, investigators are looking into a series of similar incidents in Finksburg and here in Westminster, and say they are looking into any possible connections with other similar copper wiring thefts in other counties. In Westminster tonight, I'm Kate Amara, TV 11 News.
As you heard there, that's Channel 11. Okay, so this is also happening. They have wiring thefts that they recorded across Anne Arundel County as well. Okay, now, as you heard there, $18,000 these bills are adding up. Are we to the point now where we're messing with kids, you know, just trying to play sports? I mean, are we really doing this? What I wanted to say here is to the, I know the director was on, Bob Hicks, the Carroll County Department of Recreation and Parks. If you could, and I don't know if you're thinking about this, maybe you know, in your mind you're thinking you shouldn't do this. As many GoFundMe pages I see these days, right, the Give, Send, Go and all this other stuff, maybe, just maybe, you can put one together, and I'm sure there are people like myself that will throw in money to get these bills paid, to get this fixed. Because as you heard there, some of the kids aren't even playing right now because of the way they have this all set up. They can't even play under the lights. I'm not telling you what to do, obviously, but if you put together a GoFundMe, I would be happy to share it, and I would be happy to donate to it. And to those that think that they could seal this copper wire, whether it's Carroll County, Anne Arundel County, or wherever you are, just know that I hope when they do find you and they catch you, I hope that you're prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, okay? This is ridiculous. Look, times are hard for everybody. A lot of people are struggling. And I know that people have been stealing copper wire since the beginning of time, okay? I get that, because they make money off of it. But these are kids that we're talking about. These are athletic fields. And for some of our kids, this is what they look forward to. And for some of our kids, you know, they want to grow up to be, you know, the next Gunnar Henderson or Jackson Holliday. And I'm not saying that they're there and there's like all these pro athletes. But what I'm saying is give the kids the opportunity. We talk about this all the time where kids are getting in trouble. We're always talking about, you know, the rec centers and all this other stuff. And now you got some idiots stealing the copper wire out of all these athletic fields across the entire state. I hope they catch you. I hope you listen to the show and I hope they catch you. Okay? Ridiculous. Again, if you put together a GoFundMe, and I don't know if you can really do that considering it's connected with the counties itself. I don't know what the rules look like. But I'm sure there are many of us that would be happy to throw in some money to pay for some of these bills. $18,000. Now, you know what? If I woke up and say I was like the athletic director and somebody told me they stole the copper wiring, I would not think that it would cost $18,000 to repair. That number wouldn't even cross my mind. So we are praying for you guys, and I hope that, again, whoever is doing this across the state to all of our counties, hopefully they catch them soon, and I hope they make this a priority. And I just wanted to bring that to the table because as soon as I saw the story, like, it pissed me off. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, are you kidding? Like, out of all the things that we could be doing right now, and this is what makes me so mad about the fact that, you know, in this state, we are so lenient on criminals in general. And I guess this is how I feel about the illegal immigrants now being, you know, given possibly stipends to self-deport. And I understand that's totally different. And I understand you can save money on that. But they're here illegally. In my view, they're criminals. I'm not paying criminals. You know what I mean?
It's the same thing with the Safe Streets operations that we see in Baltimore City. We are essentially paying these guys to basically sit there and not commit crimes again, because that's what they're usually involved in, is the criminal element. So we're paying them, you know, 50 grand a year, hoping that they're not going to continue to be, you know, entrepreneurs and pharmacists on the street. I don't want to pay for that. Get your life together. If you can't get your life together, you can get your life together behind bars, and then you can get some help by getting your life together. And if you never get your life together, I hope that you rot behind bars. That's how I feel about this. Another piece of this, and we're not going to talk about it today, but I would love to know the number of teenagers or young adults that are on the ankle monitoring system. I would love to get a definitive number on that, because in my view, it's a ton of people. We're not monitoring them. And I think that there are people on those monitoring bracelets, or the box, as people put it, that should be behind bars. I think their crimes are heinous. I think they're violent. I think they're repeat offenders. And the fact that they're out on the box is very disrespectful and a slap in the face to any of their victims. And so, you know, these are things that we didn't get accomplished, I know, during the session there in Annapolis, because they were focused on the budget. They weren't really focused on DJS and Vince Ciraldi. But, you know, this kind of stuff, and I don't know who stole this copper wiring. I hope it wasn't juveniles. But, you know, when I thought about the story, I kind of thought it could possibly be juveniles, especially the fact that they're hitting these rec centers. I don't know, but it does. It pisses me off. All right. Real quick, I did want to give you the Eastern Shore Community College big announcement, because they do have some good news. And then when we come back, we'll briefly touch on what they're attempting to do in New York City in the bodegas, which I think is extremely bizarre. But we'll get into that in a second. Right now, Eastern Shore Community College, they announced they have received a gift of $1.25 million from Jane Batten. And this is in the Shore Daily News, and that money is going to go towards an engineering program, so you can receive your associate science degree in engineering starting this fall, or next fall, excuse me, in 2026. This is big news. I don't know how many people from this area are going to Eastern Shore Community College, but I would just say, if you have kids that are graduating here soon and say they don't want to go to a four-year university, and trust me, I was one of those kids, I would say definitely look at Eastern Shore Community College. They have a lot of great programs. Again, Shore Daily News, if you want to check it out. When we're even thinking about some of these trades and some of the other things that our kids should be getting involved in, that we are going to actually need them to fill some of these jobs here in the future, whether it's the next 5 years or 10 years, I would look at Eastern Shore Community College. I would. I would say, you know what, also Baltimore County, Essex, we have a lot of great community colleges across the state that we really don't talk about enough. And that's my fault, because it's not on my show plan. But when I saw this for the engineering science degree, I thought, wow, didn't know they were offering that at community college. And then I saw that they got the scholarship for it, or I guess you could call it a gift, to start in fall of 2026. Good news. Good news for Eastern Shore Community College. And like I said, there's a lot of things going wrong in this state, but I think we do community college very well. So we should be proud of that. We should. All right, coming up next, we're going to quickly talk about New York City and the fact that they're purchasing panic buttons for bodegas. I know what you're thinking. Couldn't there be a better solution? Like, I don't know, making sure they can exercise their Second Amendment, right? Yeah, I think so. We'll discuss that when we get back.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/news. That's ethos.com/news.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular to get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month, and now for a limited time, new customers can get their second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit a store near you, or consumercellular.com and start saving today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
The Rob Carson Show.
America loves disruptors. We are the original disruptors. We're the ones who came in and kicked the world's ass and brought us out of the dark ages. Of course we're disruptors. Look at everything we've done. It's been disruptive. My God in heaven, we created rock and roll. There's nothing more disruptive than rock and roll. Democrats, you are the man now. You are the man. You are the status quo. You are the corrupt. You are the worst of the worst. You are awful.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Don't go anywhere, even though the show is ending at 12 o'clock. As you heard there, Rob Carson is coming up next. I did want to go back to WCBM.com because we have our poll question brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. And it is, do you think Justin Tucker was released prematurely pending the investigation? Just so you know, 74% of you say yes, 26% of you say no. I do feel bad for Justin Tucker. I got to be honest with you. I think the investigation should play out, but we'll continue to wait and see what happens with all of that. In New York City, you've got Mayor Eric Adams making an announcement. Take a listen.
Bodegas are important, and what this is going to do is add an extra layer of safety. Number one, for those who actually have the panic buttons and the direct communication to the police. But second, the element of surprise. 500 of these devices throughout the entire city. No one knows who would actually have a device or not. That adds to the omnipresent and the element of surprise that we're looking for. Thank you very much.
All right, that was Mayor Eric Adams in New York City, and they're adding panic buttons to some of the bodegas. It is going to be random, I guess, on who has them. So the criminal won't know if that bodega that they attempt to rob will have a panic button. But, you know, of course, there are a lot of people that were like, dude, just allow the owners of the bodegas to use their Second Amendment right. How about that? I think this is a great solution. When I first saw the story, also, it's going to cost the city $1.6 million, by the way, to put these panic buttons into bodegas. But I thought of Maryland and Baltimore City when they made this announcement. Because remember, we've had many people say that when they call 911, either they'll have to call back because they don't get an answer. They're put on hold forever. And they're trying to alert, whether it's the police or, you know, first responders, and they have an urgent crisis at that moment and they cannot wait. So I was wondering if perhaps New York City is something like Baltimore City and they're having issues with their 911 call centers. That question did not come up for the New York City mayor. I wish a reporter would have asked that, but, you know, I wasn't there. So, you know, didn't get asked. No, but I do wonder if there are other cities across the country that are dealing with the same thing, because we did hear about, you know, having shortages, whether it's EMTs. We have shortages in our fire department. We have shortages when it comes to police officers and first responders in general. I wonder what the shortages look like at 911 call centers. And if there are shortages, I want them to be honest, and I want us to start really doing some recruiting. And that's the same thing that I think here in Baltimore and across the state of Maryland. Having people waiting on hold while they have some kind of crisis or an emergency, and it has to do with public safety, I think that's unacceptable considering the amount that we pay in taxes. That's just how I feel about it. But these panic buttons in bodegas, what do you think, Producer Brian? Is that a good idea to you? Huh? Yeah. You pushed it 5 times, nothing happened. Is it supposed to light up, I wonder, to make sure they know the call went through? I don't know. Look, if it gets the police there faster, great. $1.6 million, drop in a bucket for New York City. Not, that's not that much money. I do feel bad for the bodegas that don't get one. Because there's some bodegas that he said, some have them, some won't. He said, you know, it's, that's going to be the element of surprise for whoever decides to rob the individual. I don't know. All right, real quick here. I do have some text messages. And again, I appreciate you guys texting it all the time. Robert says, Kim, you can vote without showing an ID, but you cannot cash in any type of scrap metal item, etc., without an ID, which will get photocopied. And you and your vehicle will also be on camera as well. Many guys will get their girlfriends or wives to handle the transaction, but they can still find you if they want to find you. And this is in regards to the copper wire. You know, Robert, I didn't realize that you had to give your ID to get the money on that. Well, hopefully that makes it a lot easier to catch whoever doing this on these athletic fields. Again, don't mess with the kids. Would you not, please? Can we have some decency to all of our criminals out there? Do you have to steal from children? Gosh, nothing is sacred. All right, I appreciate you guys tuning in today. Sure, we'll have lots more to discuss tomorrow. Brian, as always, thank you for a great show. And I hope you guys are able to enjoy a little bit of the nice weather that we have out there. But don't forget your umbrella. Take that with you. But I'll talk to all of you tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Hey, it's Kim Klasick. When it comes to something as important